Odds are you were like me. Just get past the elections, get to the inauguration, let the fetid, dismal fog clear, and maybe, just maybe, we could get back to some semblance of sanity in this country. The emperor without clothes would slither back to his golf course, and his reign of terror would end. Okay, it's been less than 2 weeks, and from my vantage point down here at the bottom of the food chain, not much has changed. Oh, sure, we got a new leader, and yeah, the Senate flipped. Signs of optimism if you're not a QAnon Kool-Aid addict who thinks the inauguration was photoshopped and Trump is still president and will be re-crowned king very, very soon. Of course, some of those QAnon addicts are now in Congress. The enemy is within, and Trump has decamped to his Mar-a-Lago golf compound to receive kisses and condolences from his old pal Minority Leader McCarthy, who hopes to mend fences and keep the masses restive without going full berserk. Obviously, the little incident in the Capitol building a few weeks back has receded to nothing more than an amusing anecdote for the Republicans. Children acting out, no need to worry. That Hank Pence talk was just good sport. Nothing to do with the stolen election that DJ Trump won by huge margins. Yesterday, though, I was surprised to learn that the forest fires in California were actually started by Jews firing lasers from outer space. Although later I heard that, no, they were not started by the Jews, they were actually started by Elon Musk. It's hard to get accurate information, apparently, in this brave new world of technological marvels. Representative Green from upstate Georgia has suggested the best way to deal with Nancy Pelosi is to put a bullet in her head. If you thought Congress might sanction this dangerous assassination talk, you've been asleep the past decade or three. The days of dealing with Richard Nixon's are long gone. Say hello to government by the Three Stooges. Poke 'em in the eye, smack 'em with a hammer, put a bullet in her head. It's all good fun. The barbarians are at the gate. The lasers are aimed at Smokey the Bear. The truth is out there somewhere, but I guarantee you, most folks won't find it.